Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 183 for Monday, December 14th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Monday morning following losses in the Chicago soy oil. Canola was anywhere from 80 cents to $1.40 below unchanged, with the January contract coming in at $475.50 a ton. Meantime, the March contract, the most frequently traded contract, was checking in at $484.80 a ton. The Canadian dollar was slightly higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which makes canola less attractive to foreign buyers. Traders were adjusting positions ahead of Wednesday's expected interest rate adjustment in the U.S. European rapeseed futures and Malaysian palm oil were both lower, which weighed on values. Crop conditions in South America have improved with timely rains, which was bearish. However, gains in soybeans limited the losses. There is a sense speculative buying could build on itself too, as the market has quickly absorbed the recent Statistics Canada production estimates. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans are up 2 to 3 cents, with the most active January contract checking in at $8.74 a bushel. Prices were lifted by reasonable demand and speculative buying. The gains were capped, though, by a report from a private firm that predicts the Brazilian soybean crop will be bigger than expected. As well, the president of Argentina will be lowering the export tax on soybeans for that country. Corn was 2 cents stronger, with the March contract coming in at $3.77 a bushel. Corn gained strength after large investors exited short positions ahead of the end of the year. Investors were also positioning themselves ahead of the interest rate decision. Depending on what happens, the value of the U.S. dollar could grow stronger, which would be bearish for U.S. exports. U.S. wheat was a cent higher, with the December contract coming in at $4.88 a bushel. The market received a boost from a report that Brazil may need to import some wheat to make up for its own weak domestic crop. The U.S. Southern Plains received moisture over the weekend, which was bearish as it improved the chances for the winter wheat. Argentine wheat production is expected to increase to 9.6 million metric tons. That compares to the 9.4 million metric tons estimate, which came out last month. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, December 14th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.